Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country in Harrington on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And on this program this afternoon, listeners, I'm going to be bringing you artists from the Nanango Country Music Muster, Boney Mountain Folk Festival, Texas Country Music Festival, and also a special guest, Mr. Lonnie Lee, who will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster on Thursday, the 12th of September. Got a very special chat with him on the phone lines a little bit later on in the program. We're going to kick the show off with a Steve Sparrow song from his latest album, Now and Forever. The song we've selected is a number called American Honey. Steve Sparrow, folks.
Well, the only thing that bothers me is the whistles from the trains. And every time I hear that call, it's driving me half insane. I'm sitting here sipping whiskey, and my mind is almost blown. I got this bottle of American honey right here at home. Well, I thought that we were doing fine and getting on all right. Then she talked about that midnight train and it ended in a fight. I remember what she screamed at me before she went to Rome. Don't wait up for your American honey, 'cause she ain't coming home. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Strange how love comes and goes. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Well, how's I supposed to know just what's on a woman's mind when she lays it on the line? Now love's left town and I'm left behind. Yeah, the only one thing that bothers me is the whistles from the trains. Sitting in my shack by the railroad track, I'm hearing that call again. But I'm not sitting around crying salty tears or waiting by the phone. I'll just find me a little more American honey, and maybe I can take some home. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Strange how love comes and goes. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Oh, now how's I supposed to know just what's on a woman's mind when she lays it on the line? Now love's left town and I'm left behind. She's doing now, but I guess it doesn't matter anyhow. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Strange how love comes and goes. Not coming home.
Not coming home.
Oh, now how's I supposed to know just what's on a woman's mind when she lays it on the line? Now love's left town and I'm left behind. Yeah, love's left town. Oh, she's not coming round. Now love's left town and I'm left behind. I'm left behind. I'm left behind.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Steve Sparrow, American Honey, from his latest album, Now and Forever. Now, Steve will be performing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. Now, that starts on the 9th And if you're interested in being a walk-up artist, anything from the 9th to the 12th, you can do your thing, whether it be doing some bush poetry, singing a song, playing an instrument. You can do that between those dates. Now, on the 12th, we've got Mr. Lonnie Lee. He's the special guest artist. That's Thursday the 12th, and he'll be doing his thing. And got a special interview with him coming up a little bit later on in the program. And from the 12th to the 15th, that is the main festival, okay? And they've got some sensational artists there. Dean Perrott, Brian Letton, Lance Birrell, Neville Anderson, Katie Hindle, Ernie Constance, Kylie Hogan, Tom Maxwell, Steve Sparrow, who we just played, Jeff Brown, Kedron Taylor, and also Kerry Mooney, as well as bush poets Gary Fogarty, Ray Essery, and Bill Keynes. I'm going to play you a track now by an artist that will be appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. That's Norma O'Hara's thing, and that'll be from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Now, I had the pleasure of seeing this man perform there last year, and he will be there again this year. He's an Australian comedic country singer, goes by the name of Errol Grey, and the song we're going to play is a number called They Wonder Why You Drink.
I came home from work about 5. Me back was aching and me throat was dry. The lounge room was full of Generation Y. Around the Xbox they were transfixed. The house was a mess, dishes filled the sink. The lazy little mongrels wonder why you drink. Then Mum came home, buggered as well. She's got to work too to help pay the bills. She went into the loo, that's when she hit the roof. All the paper was gone, just an empty roll. They don't know how to put a new one on. The lazy little mongrels wonder why you drink. Yeah, they wonder why you drink and you get the shits when they won't wash up or do a little bit around the house to help poor Mum and Dad. They lay on the lounge and ask what's for dinner. When you say steak, they moan, what again? Ungrateful little mongrels wonder why you drink. Now me daughter's more tattered than a merchant seaman. They're gonna look great when she's 43 when her kids ask her mum, what were you thinking? And the young bloke uses more hair oil than Elvis Presley. He's got more face creams than Carson Kresley. I'm a bit worried about him. They wonder why you drink. Don't you dare ask them to mow the lawn, hang the washing out or wash the dog. They'll look at you with scorn and disbelief. You may as well ask them to pull their own teeth and to clean their own room or get their own tea. Crabby little mongrels wonder why you drink. Yeah, they wonder why you drink and you get the shits when they won't wash up or do a little bit around the house to help poor Mum and Dad. They're going to the movies and they want 50 bucks. I didn't know popcorn cost that much. Scheming little buggers wonder why you drink. Now I know what you're saying, it's all our fault. We should have kicked them up the bum before, but last time we did that, docs came knocking at the door. So now every time I do me nana, they race to the phone and dial their number. Conniving little mongrels, they wonder why you drink. Well, I guess as parents we've been failures. That's why we're travelling round Australia, to spend our super before they get their hands on it. The poor little darlings can fend for themselves. They can buy their own food and fill the shelves, pay their own rent and wonder why we drink. Yeah, they wonder why you drink and you get the shits when they won't wash up or do a little bit around the house to help poor Mum and Dad. Well, I wonder how they're going. We'll never know. We hit the off button on the mobile phone. We're up north enjoying a little drink. Yeah, the lazy little mongrels have driven us to drink. Grateful little mongrels wonder why you drink.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Errol Grey, and he will be at that Boney Mountain Folk Festival from the 20th to the 22nd of September. I'm going to play you a track now by an artist that will be appearing here.
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent, featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
There you go, folks. Now, don't miss out. Texas Country Music Festival was there last year. Gonna be there again this year, and some fabulous artists. Gonna play you a song by a lovely lady, goes by the name of Piper Rodriguez. Now, she's one of the artists that will be appearing at that Texas Country Music Festival. If you're interested in doing a walk-up, okay, the festival goes from the 26th to the 28th of September. Gates open on the 25th of September, and 26th through until 27th. From 10 to 3, you can be a walk-up artist with Smokey Pete, okay? And if you don't want to do any of that, well, just go and enjoy the music. This song is by one of the artists that will be there, Piper Rodriguez, and it's her latest single. It's a number called Bewitched.
Under your spell, you swore that you knew it all with your crystal ball, but I ain't under your spell. You always got your way, knew just what to say, and I know the magic's black, and I went mad, but I guess you got your way. You thought I'd be desperate. Cause you had me bewitched, all the warning signs I missed. Nothing could have saved me, I was in too deep, lost in the light that you painted me. Bewitched, when you had me bewitched. What have I become? Was blind by your charms, but boy, I live in spite of love. It's like I've lost who I've become. You thought I'd be desperate, delusional, but boy, it's kind of comical. Oh, cause you have me bewitched, all the warning signs I missed.
All the warning signs I missed.
Nothing could have saved me, I was in too deep. I've got him bewitched, all the warning signs he's missed. Nothing's gonna save him now, he's in too deep. Nothing's gonna save him now, he's in too deep. Lost in the light that you painted. Nothing.
There we go, folks. That is Piper Rodriguez, brand new single, Bewitched. Now, she's a young gun from Newcastle, creating a unique and curious sound that blurs the line between commercial and alternate country. Still in her early 20s, Piper Rodriguez is dedicated and passionate. She's a singer-songwriter that no doubt has what it takes to go all the way, just like these boys did, okay? And they are rocking the world. It's the Wolf Brothers with their brand new single, Little by Little.
Well, the week's been a little bit loco. The days went a little too slow. Your boss is a little too high, they're strong, and your paycheck's a little too low. You take it one day, one step at a time, spinning like a hand on the clock. And little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Where your riggers are running on empty, and diesel is out of control. And the money you grind in the overtime, you gotta give to the ATO. Between the RBA and the day-to-day, everybody wants a piece of the pie. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Let's get a little bit crazy. Let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor and a little bit of throwing it down. We might go a little bit too far, but it's a little too late to stop. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Get a little bit high. We're all just doing what we gotta do. We made it through the Friday night. We might take it a little bit too far, so make it a double shot. Little by little, better make it a triple, but a little turns into a lot. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's get a little bit crazy. Let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit.
Yeah, there you go, folks. That is the Wolf Brothers with their brand new single, Little by Little. Now, I'm going to play you one song, and this is by Lonnie Lee. Lonnie Lee is the main artist that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster on September, Thursday the 12th. Okay, so if you just want to see him, it's $20 to get in there for that particular performance if you're not interested in seeing any of the other stuff. But obviously, if you're going to be in there for that festival, you will be able to see him at that price as well, okay? So I'm going to play you one more song, and this is by him, and then straight after this, we're going to have him on the phone lines with us, folks.
I found a new love. She is a true love. I found a new love. Last me all of my life.
I
had an old love. No more fear, no more.
new love to last me all of my last.
Welcome back to the show, listeners. Phil C here. If you've just joined us, this is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au and also 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And on the phone lines with us this afternoon, I like to call him the last man standing, Mr. Lonnie Lee. How are you going, Lonnie?
I'm good as gold, Phil. What about you?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time. It is such a pleasure and an honour for me to have you on the program. Welcome once again.
Oh, thank you.
Matey, I can't believe it. You've been in the industry for over 60 years. You're still rocking and rolling, and you're about to be going to a country music festival out at Nanango, the Nanango Country Music Muster. Tell us a little bit about this, because you're a rockabilly. You're a rock and roller from way back. I don't know much about your country music.
Yeah, well, I actually, when I started, you know, although I guess I say that my first band way back in 56, 57 was rockabilly. A lot of it was made up of country anyway, because there was hardly any rock and roll or any rockabilly at that time. So most of it was actually country, but American country, you know, the country of the 50s, 40s and 50s over there. And then over the period of time, I've always been doing country. In fact, I guess whilst rockabilly and then rock and roll became my where I was very successful, it was the I was still always doing country, but I did it with an edge. You know, I put a sort of a rockabilly edge to most things. And then in 64, when I went to HMV to record there, I had a contract there with them after my Lead On years, and my first album there was Lonnie Lee, A Country Boy at Heart, and so that was also a lot of country. So it's been there in my life all the time. I lived in Nashville for nine years, so it's always been there, you know, the country, and that's of course my love also is based on country. And even over the last few years, I've been doing a lot of country songs in my shows. In fact, I would dare to say that maybe 60% of my show is made up of country songs. Now, they're country songs, and they were born as country songs, but they, in the 60s, they entered into the top 40 and they became rock and roll hits, you know, what we call rock and roll hits. But they actually were country songs way back in those days. So, you know, songs like Walk On By and Send Me the Pillow, Young Love, and a whole bunch of those songs that were hit parade songs were actually country songs.
Fair enough, because I guess everybody recognises Lonnie Lee with Starlight, Star Bright, I Found a New Love. And they're not country songs at all. I mean, have you done many country festivals? Because this is an outside event. Have you been to an event like this before, outside, on the stage, under the stars?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Over the years, I've done many, many of them. I guess it's maybe not that many over the last, maybe the last 20 years. Most of them have been, the festivals I do have been either blues festivals or rock and roll festivals, but not over the last 20 years. But prior to that, yes, I've virtually done every country festival that there is, every major festival there is, that is. I haven't done the Gympie Muster. That's the only one that I really haven't done. Plus, as well, I go to Tamworth. I've been going to Tamworth for the last 17 years.
Yes, you have.
So we do 5, 6 days, 8 days in Tamworth. But this is the first one out in the Nanango. And I'm really, really happy to be doing it, because I love that whole area there. Many, many years ago, I took rock and roll for the first time through those areas around there, but I haven't been back there since. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I hear that this is a really fun festival.
It is a brilliant festival. This is the 21st year it's been running. So
yes,
it's not a little festival,
no.
And they get a lot of older people that go to it. You see, it's an older crowd that really do appreciate your solo music. Last year was the 20th year, and Jade Hurley was out there. I mean, Jade's an old rocker from way back. You'd know Jade.
Yes, absolutely. Well, he would have rocked them. Gee, well and truly.
Yes, and absolutely, absolutely blew them all away. I mean, yes. They're so excited to be having an artist of your caliber out there. I can tell you the audience is really reacting well to it. That they knew about it before I did, and I spoke to the organisers of the event because I've done a lot of country festivals in the last 4 or 5 months. And people are saying to me, "Are you going to go to Nanango?" Yes, I'll be there. You know, Lonnie Lee's going to be there, and I thought, "Really?
Really?"
So your followers are well aware of the fact that you're going to be there before me. So you're going to have a fabulous night. What sort of a show can the audience? You're doing about 90 minutes, aren't you?
Yeah, 90 minutes. Yeah, straight through. Well, it's made up of, I guess, pretty close to 50 songs, 45, 50 songs. So it's well and truly a music packed show, and a lot of them are songs from the that I mentioned before that were originally country songs, but were songs now of became known as rock and roll hits way back then. So, and a lot of my own hits, you know, I Found a New Love, Yes Indeed I Do, Starlight, Star Bright, all those songs that, not all my hits, but certainly a lot of them, mm-hmm. and songs that I've recorded recently on some albums, lots of songs that recorded by many of the guys that I did shows with on festival and on the state, Sydney, you know, Sydney Stadium and festival halls. So it's a whole bunch of it's not so much a potpourri of songs, because it's pretty much all locked into either country or rockabilly or rock and roll. But they're all sing-along songs. Everyone when I do these songs, they all know them instantly, you know. So it's the songs that are well and truly locked into their brains. And so as soon as they hear them, boom, they start singing them, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of fun. I look forward to doing my shows all the time, because I still love singing. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it now, because it's I think this is 68 years I've been rocking away on the stage. So I still love doing it, and it's not the singing also that I love. I love meeting the people. Like after the shows, I do a meet and greet, and people come up and we talk about the way back then, and you know, the good old days way back then, and many of them come up and say, "Oh, I was only 10 when I saw you on Bandstand," and "or you Ain't a So was the first record that I ever bought," and whatever, and they're wonderful stories. These are the things that stimulate me to stay in the business, to know that so many people have been impacted over just so many, like two generations of life, and that I have made a nice impact on them. You know, it means a lot to me.
Oh, well, look, I was about to ask you, are you going to do a meet and greet? So you must be reading my mind there, Lonnie. But I got to tell you, you prepare yourself for a longer than what you're going to have on stage for a meet and greet, because I think last year when Jade was there, he was up there doing his merchandise and so on and so forth, photographs and chatting to people. And I think he was there almost as long as he was on stage. So
well, I'm pretty used to it, because most of the shows are much the same. I'll do a 90-minute thing, and then boom, I'm an hour or night. Once again, 90 minutes after the stage. You know, just with the stories and the photographs and the merch, going through all those CDs and whatever. And I encourage people to bring along any old albums that they've got, or autograph books that they want me to sign again, and old photographs and whatever. So bring them along, and I'll sign them all, and we'll just have a lot of fun remembering the past, the beautiful days of our youth, and as young adults, you know.
Fantastic, Lonnie. Talking about your merchandise, what can people expect to buy if you have got your stuff out there? You're going to have posters, your books and CDs, or what can they be expecting to see to get your merch stand?
Well, it'll be mostly CDs of my hits and recent albums that we've recorded, plus as well some live albums that virtually have won't be exactly the same show that I'll be singing there, but they'll be pretty close to it. There'll be maybe 80% of the songs will be on these live albums, and then we'll also have a beautiful book, which is a big coffee table book of 700 photographs in it, and it's called Photo Memories, Lonnie Lee's Photo Memories, and it goes way back to my To when, in fact, when I was, I think, 2 weeks old, there's the first photograph in there. And it goes right up to Long Way to the Top and all the stars in Long Way to the Top and all the different shows that I've been doing. As I said, 700 pictures, photographs in there. So I've nearly run out of those, but I'll have some of them there. Plus, as well, we have quite a few DVDs of shows, not just shows with me, but also shows that I did. One particular show I did called the 30th anniversary of 6 o'clock rock. And so what I did, I got a lot of the guys who were in 1989, a lot of the guys who were in the original shows, and I brought them together, and we did this big five camera shoot at Parramatta Leagues Club. And I have that on DVD now. So it's tremendous. And it's got Warren Williams and Roland Storm and just all the guys, Johnny Devlin. It's just endless amount. Barry Stanton, all these guys, and they're all doing songs on this DVD. And of course, now that's another 30, 40 years later on. So it's quite a historic DVD, because other than Bandstand and 6 o'clock rock, there weren't too many things that were actually recorded of us back in those days. Not like in America, where everyone had, there were television shows everywhere. So these guys were recorded a lot. Out here, we really weren't at all, except for those two shows, you know.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of stuff out there that I haven't got myself, so I'll be chasing you down before and after the show. I hope you got some time for me, Lonnie. You're going to be inundated with fans, I can guarantee you this. I hope the weather's great, because last year after Jay did his performance, the next day the skies opened up, we had a huge hailstorm.
Oh, no. A hailstorm. Oh, my God.
Yes, it was. Luckily, Jay got through his gig, and the next day... The heavens open. So fingers crossed the weather's good, because it's a fabulous venue. You're going to have hundreds of people. Well, actually, thousands of people are going to come and see you, because they can come in. They can come in on the day. They don't have to actually buy for the entire event. You're the special guest. So they can pay to come and see you. And you're going to have a huge crowd. I guarantee that. And a fantastic night. And a fantastic
That'll be wonderful.
Night. Yes.
Yes. But I believe a lot of them go in there. In their motor vans and their RVs and
yes, absolutely. There'll be hundreds of vans out there, and hundreds of vans equates to several more hundred people, because there's usually two to a van, and there's caravans and motorhomes and
wow, how wonderful!
It's a huge event, and you're going to have a great time. And Thursday night they open up the gates to the general public. So as well as having all the people that will be at the event for the entire couple of days, and there'll be probably 800 to 1,000 of those, you'll end up with another 1,000 people coming in off the street that don't want to watch everything, but they're certainly going to want to watch you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Only a couple of weeks now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. It is on. You're on the 12th. Thursday the 12th is when you'll be doing your things.
Fantastic. Wow. Looking forward to it. And looking forward to seeing you again too.
Thank you so much, Lonnie. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the program, and I cannot wait to see you out there. Listeners, that is the Nanango Country Music Muster. It starts on the 11th, goes through until the 15th of September. Special guest artist, Mr. Lonnie Lee, Thursday the 12th of September. Thank you so much, my friend, and I look forward to catching up with you out there.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more of Corner Country, folks. I'm going to put on a song now by Lonnie Lee. I'm going to put on my favourite, Starlight, Star Bright, and we'll be back with more of Corner Country straight after that.
Bring back my baby.
me.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Lonnie Lee, the last man standing, and he is the special guest artist that will be appearing on Thursday, the 12th of September, at the 21st Nanango Country Music Muster. Going to play you a track now by a band that will be appearing at that Boney Mountain Folk Festival, the one that Norma O'Hara runs each and every year from the 20th to the 22nd of September. And the band is Open Season Band. And the track we've selected for you folks by them is their latest single. It's a number called Medicine. There we go, folks. Open Season Band with their brand new single, Medicine. Going to continue on now with the music and play you one more by an artist that will be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival. And the song I've selected for you by him is a number called Sing, 'Cause I Love To.
Your heart, there ain't nothing you can do. because you love to. Yeah. Daddy would sing Ring of Fire. Someone would play the wildwood flower. And fiddles moan till the wee small hours. You couldn't make the people go home. Mama's lap, and she'd rock me to sleep to Amazing Grace at a three-part harmony. High and low, rough and sweet. And if you couldn't play, you bought something to eat. Folks, they'd come from miles around. It gets in your blood and you can't put it down. When it steals your heart, there ain't nothing you can do. Sing 'cause you love to. I carry in my heart the music of my younger days. I try to remember every time I hit the stage. High and low, rough and sweet. If I wasn't getting paid, I'd be doing it for free. I sing 'cause I love to.
There we go, folks. That's Travis Collins from his Wired album. And the song, of course, Sing, 'cause I love to. All right, we're continuing on now with the music. Going to play one by Neville Anderson. And the song I've selected for you is a number called Gimbarella Kid.
He rambled and he gambled. The fire burned in his veins. He fought, he swore, he smoked and drank, was dishonored for his pains. But he'd never cheat upon a friend, he lived by the bushman's code. And no man feared for wife or child where Gimbarella rode. When the native stockman was smashed against the tree, he rode the 40 miles for help in a night like ebony. And few could ride beside him when the scrubbers made their bid. With whip and spur he carved his name, the Gimbarella Kid. Who was it duffed the clean skins? And who was it stole the horse? Who was it shot the squatter's bull? They'll blame someone, of course. But they have to find a scapegoat, 'cause they can't find out who did. So they'll blame that wild young stockman, the Gimbarella Kid. A thousand head of cattle camped by the Wilga Hole. A surging, restless, flighty mob, five stockmen in control. And riding up to see the herd, though her father might forbid, the squatter's daughter rode beside the Gimbarella Kid. As the laughing couple rode by the Wilga Hole, they stirred a dingo from the creek and across the flat he stole. It was then the new chum Jackaroo drew rifle from its sheath
And unheeded went the cry that ripped through Jim Barilla's teeth. The shot echoed across the flat, and the dingo met his death. 1,000 head of cattle rose in a single breath. They swept down in an avalanche of hooves and horns and hide. And for his life and for his love did Jim Barilla ride. 2 horses in the race for life, spurred on by rein and heel. And stumbling on a fallen tree, the girl's mare began to reel. It threw its rider from its back, as to the ground it slid. And to her side then quickly leapt the Jim Barilla kid. He used his body as a shield to save his only love. The girl was safe beneath him as death rained from above. And now he lies forever out beneath the Southern Cross, while the squatter's daughter sadly mourns the Jim Barilla's loss. Who was it duffed the clean skins, and who was it stole the horse? Who was it shot the squatter's bull? They'll blame someone, of course. But they have to find a scapegoat and blame someone in his stead. No more he'll be dishonored. The Jim Barilla's dead. The Jim Barilla's dead. Oh, Jim Barilla's dead.
There we go, folks. That's Neville Anderson, one that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. I've got about 15 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones. Okay, folks, I'm going to continue on with the music, though. Play you one now by Troy Cassidaly from his latest album, Between the Fires. And the song we're going to play for you is a number called Old Road Home. Troy Cassidaly.
Every one of my earthly possessions is inside this car. And the fuel gauge on empty usually decided how far we go today. So I scratch through the ashtray and see what I got there in change. Just enough to go around, get me where I'm going today. I'm on the old, old home. 4 cents till I hit my town. If memories were rivers, I'd drown, and I'd go down smiling. Every burden I carried, I left on the track. Life is too short to hold feelings like that. With the sun on my face, it's so good to be back on the old road home. On the old road home. They built a new highway, bypass the places I knew. I remember that old service station at Woodburn, coasted in 1 night on fumes. Now when I see the old cane fires burn near McLean, I know it won't be long till I'm turning on Big River Way. On the old road home, 3 cents till I hit my town.
If memories were rivers, I'd drown, and I'd go down smiling. Yes, I would. Every burden I carried, I left on the track. Life is too short to hold feelings like that. With the sun on my face, it's so good to be back on the old road home. On the old road home. I pull off the highway like I've always done, still feeling like I'm 25. Leaf covered memories that ain't seen a tire in a while, where the dappled light shines. Back on the old road home. Two signs till I hit my town. If rivers were memories, I'd drown, but I'd go down smiling. Yes, I would. Every burden I carried, I left on the track. Life is too short to hold feelings like that. With the sun on my face, it's so good to be back on the old road home. I'm on the old road home. I'm on the old road home. One sign till I hit my town. If memories were rivers, I'd drown, but I'd go down smiling. Yes, I would.
Oh, there we go, folks. Troy Cassadaly from his latest album. I'm going to play a track now by Norma O'Hara Murphy, and this is going back to 2019 with this one. It's a single she brought out in that year. It's a number called Loch Lomond.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love will never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, ye'll take the high road and I'll take the low, I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love will never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, the steep, steep sides of Ben Lomond, where in purple hue the Highland hills we view, and the moon coming out in the gloaming. Oh, ye'll take the high road and I'll take the low, I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love will never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Do you ken? Do you ken? Are you back home in Scotland again? Where the bonny heather grows with the thistle and the rose, in my dreams you are there. Do you ken? Are the wee birdies sing, the wildflowers spring, in sunshine the waters are sleeping, the broken hearted kens their second spring again, and the way for my sea spray they're greeting. Oh, ye'll take the high road and I'll take the low, I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love will never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. One, two, three, four.
I'll take the high road and I'll take the low, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, he'll take the high road and I'll take the low, I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, do you ken, do you ken, are you back in the Highlands again, where the bonny heather grows with the thistle and the rose? In my dreams you are there, do you ken?
Well, there you go, folks. What a way to end a show. Norma O'Hara Murphy with that cover version of a song called Loch Lomond. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been bringing to you this afternoon. We've been playing music by the artists that will be appearing there at the Nanango Country Music Muster from the 9th to the 15th of September. Boney Mountain Folk Festival with Norma O'Hara Murphy. We just heard her rendition of Loch Lomond there from the 20th to the 22nd of September, and the Texas Country Music Festival from the 26th to the 28th of September, as well as our very, very special guest, Mr. Lonnie Lee, who is the guest artist that will be appearing there at Nanango on Thursday, the 12th of September. And a couple of favourites of mine also by the Wolf Brothers, Little by Little, and also Troy Cassidaly, Old Road Home. Folks, it's almost time for me to put the horse in the stable, folks, okay? We've got to do this each and every single week. Hope you've enjoyed it, though. And don't forget, the next show I'll be bringing to you will be from the Nanango Country Music Muster, and I'll be doing my best to bring as much information to you from there as possible. Big shout-out to 97.7, Connor, Adrian, Mad Dog from the 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, which is my good friend Jeff. The horse is now in the stable, folks. The headphones are coming off, and I am kicking back on the porch with that beer and that Jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.